Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to the impartation service of the month of October. And the subject is distinction by wisdom. And the text is Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. And he said, who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that be wise shall shine. Our objective this morning is to understand the wisdom way to wisdom, to distinction. Scriptures make it clear. I said in the first service that the way of stardom, the way of wisdom, is the way of stardom. I want to say in this service, in addition, that discretion is a facilitator of distinction. It is not possible to abound with discretion and be lacking in distinction. The deeper your thought, the taller your life. To be wise is to rise. And to rise is to shine. We see in scripture people like Joseph, Jacob, Daniel. David, Solomon, our Master Jesus. Walked in wisdom and they stood out. But what is the wisdom way that makes a person to be outstanding in life? There are six things to know, and then you stand out. Number one, know your purpose. Why am I alive? What am I doing on earth? Why was I created? Know your purpose. The way of purpose is the way of prominence. The way of purpose is the way of profiting. Life will never be profitable until it is purposeful. A man whose life is not purposeful will never see the profitability of life. If you don't aim well, you can't end well. Your aim determines your end. Purpose affects pursuit, and pursuit determines possession. Nothing purposed, nothing pursued, and nothing pursued is nothing possessed. Know your purpose. To exist as at random is to end by accident. That is never your portion.
Know your purpose.
Number two, know your potential. What do you have inside? There was a woman who was in problem. In 2 Kings chapter 4, ran to the prophet Elisha. And Elisha asked her, what do you have in your house? And that which she had in her house built her.
Everybody, there is not an empty person in this world.
You have an endowment. There is an endowment. That is what we call the potential. And it is your endowment that will handle your embarrassment.
Find out what God has endowed you with.
It will take care of your embarrassments in life. It is your endowment that will connect you to your accomplishments.
Your endowment is linked to your upliftment.
What has God put in you?
First, know your purpose.
Second,
know your potential.
Third, know your place.
Every purpose has a place, and every star has a spot.
Every vision has a location.
And it is when vision connects with location that it can attract a location. You are not meant to be everywhere. You were created to be somewhere.
Where is that place?
Until you find your place, you don't find your peace. This is very important. Until you find your place, you don't find your pay. There is a place for you on earth. Maybe God wants you to be in Abuja and you are right now in Czech Republic, or you are right now in Russia or in Ukraine. Or God wants you to be in America and you are there in England, and or vice versa.
Until you find your place, you don't find your peace. Until you find your place, you don't find your pay. Until you find your place, you don't find your profit. And when I say place, it's not just geographical location. It can be professional career.
There are people who are meant to be full-time businessmen who are trying politics, and they have no business there at all. It's not their place. There are people who are meant to be in business, and they decided to become pastors. And ministry is not their place at all. They have a very, very serious money mind. So they're almost trying to turn the stones into bread by force.
No. Find your place. Find your purpose.
Know your purpose. Know your potential.
Know your place.
Not every business is your business. There is one that will make you known in the world. Find it.
Number four, know your prophet.
We call it spiritual father.
Your father is your ladder to the top.
Your father is your feather to the future. Your prophet is the connector to your prophet. David would have been forgotten in the desert if not for Prophet Samuel that encountered him. Saul would have been a forgotten story
If not for the prophet Samuel. Who is Elisha without Elijah? Who is Joshua without Moses? Who is Ruth without Naomi? Who is Timothy without Paul? Who is Peter without the Master Jesus? Your potentials explode under the skillful assignment of your prophet. They explode. Somebody say amen. Don't play church. Play real. Be real. Don't be religious. Be real. If you know who God has positioned over your life as your prophet, look at the testimony of that girl, lady. The kind of affliction she was having, all manner of somebody gave her something with blood to eat and it turned into something, affliction in the tummy, affliction with her brother. Until in the dream, she saw her prophet in the realm of the revelation in her village. Caught a woman and turned her head upside down. The woman was wearing her cloth. The spirit of diversion. He said, do anything to this woman. Say she tied her to a coconut. That was her freedom. The other man had been pursuing a contract for 30 something years. Until this year, he asked God. The man almost preached my message. Who is my prophet? And he saw this servant of God in his dream. Going through the town, distributing dollars and checks to people. He collected his own. Today, his life turned. Somebody's life is turning like that. I said, your life is turning like that. If you believe that, say it louder, amen. Something is changing in your life today. In Jesus' name. Those first 4 points, we dealt with them in the first 2 services. So, you know your purpose, you know your potential, you know your place, you know your prophet, and 5, know your principles. Know your principles. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. In previous services, I said, you can't live anyhow and end anywhere. You cannot get anywhere by living anyhow. Those who live anyhow don't get anywhere. I said, you can't live carelessly and end gloriously. You can't. Take note of the 3 points I'm going to make quickly. First, principles are behind the making of principal people. Anywhere you see, especially in this kingdom, that is a principal person, he's a notable person. In Genesis chapter 37 verse 2, we saw how Joseph was totally different from his 11 brothers. Only him was on one side, the 11 were on the other side. He brought their evil report to his brother, to his father consistently. Was such a man of principles, he ended as a principal person. Secondly, it takes standards to stand out in life. It takes standards to stand out. When you see anybody who stands out, He has used standards. That was what we saw in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. And then in verse 9, he obtained favor. You want God to cause you to stand out, you require standards. And thirdly, to be different. Say it the other way. To make a difference, you must be different.
In your family, in your generation, in your community, there must be something different about you to make a difference. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, God was speaking concerning Caleb. He said, he has another spirit. But my servant Caleb, he had another spirit. He was different from the rest. No wonder Caleb eventually entered the promised land. He was the only person, apart from Joshua, out of the crowd that came out of Egypt. He was the only person, apart from Joshua. And he possessed the mountain of Hebron, the birthplace of kings. Hallelujah. Why do you want to be like them and you still want to make a difference? Principles. Know your principles. And this is my counsel. Number one, determine to live by principles and not by sentiments. Not by what will people say? What will people feel? Live by principles, not by sentiments. Secondly, determine to live by the principles of the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate therein, live by it, observe to do what is written. Then you will make your way prosperous. And you will have good success. Finally, determine to avoid the company of the unprincipled. The company of the careless. Those who don't value anything in life. Nothing means anything to them. Bribery, corruption, stealing, cheating, duping. Doesn't mean anything to them. Because evil communications, according to 1 Corinthians 15:33, it corrupts good manners. Avoid the company of the unprincipled. So, to go to the top, you know your purpose, you know your potential, you know your place, you know your prophet, you know your principles, and finally, know your price. The price. The price. The price. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. Said, not as though I had already attained, or that I'm already perfect, but I am following after. If I can apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, God in Christ Jesus. Three things I want to say. One, to get the prize, you must press for it. Whatever is the prize, when we say prize, the goal, the ultimate, to get the prize, you must press for it. Paul the Apostle said, I press. Say it in another way. For every prize, there is a price.
P-R-I-Z-E. There is a P-R-I-C-E. Say it another way.
For every rise, there is a price.
Nobody arrives up by sudden flight to reach the prize you press for it. For every rise, there is a price. For every prize, there is a price. For every prize, there is a price. Number two, there can be no worth without cost. No value without cost.
Anytime you see something that is worth it, it is costly. If you need a worthy destiny, a worthy future, it is costly. You are a pastor, you need a ministry that works, it costs. You want to leave the ground level in your family and in business and reach up.
It's nothing worth it that is without cost. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Finally, there is no distinction without discipline. You discipline yourself to stand out in life.
To arrive at the place of distinction, there must be deliberate discipline.
I said in the first service and the second, part of knowing what you want in life is knowing what to do to get it. If you don't know what to do to get it, you don't know what you want.
I want to graduate with first class. Do you know what to do to get it? If you don't know what to do to arrive at first class, you don't want first class. I want the anointing of God. I want the power of God. I want yokes to break. I want to pray, blind eyes seeing, deaf ears hearing. I want to speak and the devil tremble and clear out.
Do you know what to do? If you don't know what to do, you don't want it.
Once you have the desire and you don't have the discipline, all you have is a wish.
You are just wishing.
And they say if wishes were horses, beggars would be riding. Because beggars have wishes.
Amen.
Desires will give you a backbone, and wishes gives you only wishbone. This is my counsel. Identify what you want out of life. It's your purpose. Second, identify what you need to do to get it.
And when I say what you want in life, I don't want you to say, I want to build a brewery. That's not what we're talking about. What God wants you to do with your life, identify it. Secondly, identify what you need to do to get at it. And finally, go to work. Go to work. Give it all that you have. Give it all it takes. I studied medicine. And I'm a medical doctor by training. Certificated and licensed by His mercy. But I am aware. And I'm familiar with the military terrain because I'm surrounded by military people and one have a lot of understanding there. I am aware that the demands of this work, now medical practice is one of the most demanding things anybody can do with his life. The military is another thing. I'm aware that both of them, from my experience, I've had to task myself more, far more. For example, last week, Wednesday, we're here for service. Thursday, we're in Enugu for crusade revival. Friday morning, we're in Enugu. Then Friday afternoon, we came here, and then we had worship and wonders night. Last Friday, the first episode. And then Sunday, we're here for service. Monday, we flew to Ibadan for a convention, return back, and then Tuesday, healing service. Wednesday, midweek service. Thursday, we're back. Okay, we're on our way to Makurdi, but we didn't go. But then Friday, we're in Makurdi and return back on Friday, early morning or afternoon, and then had the night vigil from night till morning, preached. And then Saturday, we have to prepare for Sunday service. I did some work on Saturday, and then we are here for three services, and the schedule continues on and on. And you don't stand and come to the pulpit carelessly or try to look for your previous note to come and preach a message. You sit down and prepare like you want to write exam. There are times once one message, you have gone through 200 scripture passages to arrive at a 30 minutes preaching. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Now, somebody will see and say, that man is lucky. He's very lucky. You see, everything is just looking fine. See this big church. God is partial, sir. He used to favor some people more than others. I want you to try the luck for 1 week. Just try the luck. So enjoy that luck for 1 week. I've only told you 2 weeks schedule, not 1 month, not 1 year. Seeds of destiny is being written. Worship songs are being received, like the one you heard today. Others are being recorded. Books are being written. Church is being administered. Pastor's conference is holding. You don't know what you want until you have known what to do to get it done. And I speak to somebody today, the grace to give it everything it takes to arrive at where you are going, that grace is released upon you. You are saying amen, say loud amen. Take your seat 1 minute. Did you receive something today? Take your seat. I said, if you know your purpose, and you know your potential, and you know your place, and you know your prophet, and you know your principles, and then you know your price, we'll see you at the top. Stand up on your feet. Look at your neighbor, say, see you at the top. Another person, see you at the top. Lift up your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. Let's give the Lord the praise. Let's give the Lord the praise. Let's give him the honor. Stand upright on your feet, hands uplifted. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. We honor you, we adore you. El Shaddai, El Ayon, Rufeka, Mekadesh. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. In the precious name of Jesus. Will you lift up those two hands quickly and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today and I thank you for your word. I receive the grace to know your purpose for my life and to pursue that purpose. To know the details of your potentials for my life and to pursue it.
to know the place you have for me and to remain there, to connect with your grace through my prophet and to run with it, to live by principles, the principles of the word, and to pay the price, to know what the price is and to pay that price. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and speak to God. Speak to him, honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor. Oh, Lord, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor. Baba, you are wonderful. You wonderful Lord, you are wonderful.
Give your glory, Lord, as we are. Oh, you are wonderful. You are wonderful. Lift up your two hands. We are going to continue further in that song. And if you are here this morning, Pastor, I need to make my ways right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for me. If that is your prayer and that is your desire, you pick your Bibles, pick your bags, pick everything you came to church with and quickly come forward here and let us pray for you. Surrender your life to Jesus. You say, I've not been living by principles, the principles of the Word of God. I want to live by that, by those principles. I want to be committed to God. I want to be dedicated. I want to be surrendered. Quickly, carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Lift your hands, the rest of us.
You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord. Wonderful Lord,
I'll give you the count of seven. One, two.
You are one.
Three, four. You are wonderful Lord.
Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All glory, all glory, glory, glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Of you in the front and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released for you. Help from above is released for you. In the name of Jesus, I declare it is a new day for you. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.